Although there was a delay in Cache County voters receiving their primary election ballots, County Clerk Jill Zollinger hopes the ballot length will keep the elections process smooth.
The ballots aren't long if they know how they want to vote, if they'll do that and get them right back in the mail or drop them off at one of the drop-off sites. That would be helpful because we're going to be crunch time as far as our counting process goes.
Zollinger recommends visiting the clerk's office if voters have any questions or concerns about the mail-in ballots.
I wouldn't probably wait any longer than Wednesday. At that time, if they can, please come into our office here and we'll help them with a ballot and get them processed so that they have had their opportunity to vote.
The clerk's office also plans on opening a few extra polling locations in the county.
On Election Day, we will be opening up another voter assistance center in Smithfield at the Smithfield Rec Center and also in Nibley at the Nibley City office. Now, we're still confirming that we can use those sites, but that's what our plan is.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Tamsin Malloy.